For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, junior defender Abby De La Rosa. And first of all, Abby, you knew coming into the weekend, Gophers are awfully tough. But as a defender, what was kind of the mindset going into the game?
Yeah, we know they're a skilled team and they play fast. They transition, so it was just focusing on their blue line, trying to hold them from entering our zone.
Okay, you made a huge save in that second period, helping out Kerrigan. Walk us through how that all happened. I know I heard about it after the period ended because I did not have video review, but the Gopher announcer came up to me. He's like, did you see Abby De La Rosa? And I said, no, I did not. And he was describing it to me, but I want to hear your side of it.
I think Heisey actually shot, and then Kerrigan, I don't know if she saw the puck or not, but I got behind Kerrigan and I saw that puck just like trickling through. It was through her five hole. So I, like, as soon as I saw that thing, I quickly just shot it out, and I had no idea where it was going. But I think she got the second shot, and then we ended up clearing it out. But I think it was just on the line, and the refs were like, goal, goal, no goal. And I was like, that did not go in. And I think all the Gophers were saying that was a goal. But luckily, it didn't get challenged from the Gophers. The refs had a look at that. But it was a close one for sure.
Kerrigan made 43 saves. She saw 50 shots. That's a lot of shots to see, a lot of saves to make. For you as a defender, how much pride do you take in doing plays like that?
I think the biggest thing is just helping out Kerrigan when in need. If there's loose pucks, we got to make sure we're clearing them out, taking bodies out in front of the net. We can't have girls standing and just getting those second shots with Kerrigan. She's going to make the first save, but we have to help her out with the second one.
What was coach's message to your team after tonight's game? Obviously, giving up seven goals is not typical Beaver hockey, but what was the message?
It's never fun. Those games are never fun. They're hard, but you just got to take it with a grain of salt, learn from it, move on, and come out on top tomorrow.
Playing here at Ritter, of course, for you. You're from Hugo, Minnesota. Growing up, were you a Gopher fan?
I was. Not going to lie, yeah. This was the rink we'd always come to every youth hockey. We'd watch the Gophers play growing up, so it was fun.
How much do you love the atmosphere? I mean, obviously they had the band. I'm sure you had lots of people in the stands, but what's it like playing here?
It's always nice because it's close for the city girls, and we have a lot of city girls, so it's just like playing back at home. We got more fans, so it's always nice playing in front of your Beavers.
Game two, you guys always play tough against the Gopher squad, and second games are usually a little bit better because you've had a chance to see them. What's the game plan for game two?
I think we just got to have a strong start. You know, we know how they play after learning Friday's game. Usually not as good as our Saturday's game, but just taking it to them right on the get-go and getting pucks deep, shooting. Obviously, helping out goalies, it's a big thing.
All right. On a personal note, what's your major and how's school going this year?
I'm an exercise science major, and school's fun. Its classes are good. It's not too bad.
Well, this year's a lot better than last year. No Zoom classes, I'd assume.
Right. Being in person is 10 times better, just seeing everyone you know. And usually exercise science majors are all athletes. So,
okay, for your team, you guys haven't had to cancel any games, which is huge, because there have been some teams that have had to postpone and cancel. What's been the key for your team to stay so healthy?
I think the biggest thing is we're just like a close-knit team. We kind of keep to ourselves and we try to avoid those situations that put ourselves at risk.
Abby, what is your favorite class that you have so far?
Oh, gosh. Favorite class? I'm not a math major, or I hate math, but I think basic statistics, it's fun. You learn new things, and I haven't done math since probably my senior year of high school, so getting back to the math.
Who's a favorite person to room with?
Oh, gosh. Rhodey? I've always roomed with Reese, so she's pretty fun. We have our traditions.
Abby, what's it going to take to win game two?
I think we just got to come out on top, know that they're a good team, but we can play with them, we can play with anyone, and just focus on playing our game.
Sounds good. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly.